Unit 9, page 94, exercise 3.
Ask an expert, the relativity of time. Scientists tell us that time is relative, but what exactly does this mean? If you're interested in enjoying longer vacations, aging more slowly, or traveling in time, read on.
A.
Do people really experience the passing of time at different speeds?
Yes, they do, in two different ways. The first is at a psychological level. People's experience of time differs depending on what they're doing. People often say, time flies when you're having fun. But scientists have found that sometimes the opposite is true. During exciting or unfamiliar activities, your brain has a lot of new information to process, and this can slow down your perception of time. That's why your first week at a new school or an action-packed vacation might seem much longer than the same period in an environment that you're used to. In situations where your brain has less new information to process, when you do more or less the same thing every day, for example, time might seem to pass more quickly. The clock will tick at the same speed, but the way you perceive it will change.
B.
And isn't the theory of special relativity something about time changing speed too?
Yes, it is. Albert Einstein's theory of special relativity explains differences in the speed of time at a physical level. That's the second way that the speed of time can change. Einstein was sitting in a streetcar, watching a clock tower growing smaller as he travelled away from it. He imagined what would happen if the streetcar was travelling at the speed of light, about 300,000 kilometres per second. For people travelling at this speed, the hands of the clock would stop moving because the same light image would reach their eyes at all times. People standing next to the clock tower, however, would continue to see the hands moving at their normal speed. Einstein theorized that time was relative. The faster you travel through space, the slower you experience time.
C.
Is relativity just theoretical, or does it have real-world applications?
Since Einstein published his theory of special relativity in 1905, scientists have proved it many times, and the proven facts help us on a daily basis. They're important for global positioning systems, GPS, for example. GPS satellites above Earth travel through space faster than Earth itself, so the clocks on the satellites run a tiny bit more slowly than clocks on the Earth's surface. The satellite clocks must be corrected carefully to keep in time with the clocks on Earth. The same is true for clocks on the International Space Station, ISS, which is orbiting Earth at a speed of about 8 kilometres per second. Time passes about a hundredth of a second slower per year there than on Earth.
D.
So, do astronauts on the ISS get older more slowly than the rest of us?
A very perceptive question. Yes, they do, by a very small amount. Gennady Padalka has spent 879 days in space, so he has had 1/44th of a second less life than someone else born on Earth at exactly the same time as him.
E.
Does that make him a time traveller?
Yes, and the special relativity of time has exciting potential for much more dramatic time travel in the future. If we could invent a spaceship that could travel almost as fast as light, people could go right across our galaxy, the Milky Way, and back to Earth in about 24 years. But time on Earth would have passed much more quickly than on their spaceship. That's due to the high speed of the spaceship through space and the slow speed of Earth. During the 24 years of the spaceship's journey, 226,000 years would have elapsed on Earth. When the space travellers returned to Earth, they would have travelled so far into the future that their loved ones would have been dead for thousands of years.